You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good time. Going deep, looking for Tucker. Intercepted. Another one for Ramsey. Another interception.
All right, once again, Kevin Harlan on the call. Jalen Ramsey, another interception. He only had two in his final year in Miami, but now heading to Pittsburgh, we will see what happens there. Again, monster blockbuster on the last day of June in the NFL with front offices and buildings shut down. Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith going from Miami to Pittsburgh, and Minkah Fitzpatrick going back to Miami from Pittsburgh, along with a swap of picks earlier today. And that is just as big of a trade as you were going to get. We'll get to the impact on the Commanders potentially in a sec. First, this from Tom Pelissero. He said, listen, forget about any thought now that this deal is made of the Steelers giving up and trading star pass rusher T.J. Watt, which we've talked about, you know, off and on in the Trey Hendrickson situation, and last week with those mock trades that landed Watt in Washington. Remember when FoxSports.com, and I forgot the guy's name who did the piece, when he projected T.J. Watt to wind up in Washington, we said, look, and he said, very unlikely to happen, but if you believe Pelissero, if you believe whoever's chirping a Pelissero, that the Steelers have no intention of trading T.J. Watt and their focus remains on extending his deal. He'll turn 31 in October, due $21.5 million in the last year of his current deal. They're going to have to pay him, T.J. Watt, like close to $40 million. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. They're going to have to pay him. That's the market. And he's good enough to be at the top end of that market. Whether he's better than Myles Garrett or not, that's a different argument. But he is, he's not a $30 million a year player based on production and based on the market, period. And that's, you know, that's often the problem. And I'll get into this on Terry in a little bit. But first, I wanted to examine the potential impact that this trade has on the Commanders, and I think it's twofold. One, the Miami Dolphins could be, not definitively, could be a really poor team this year. They could, right? The Jets, I think, are a little bit better. The Bills are the Bills. I think the Patriots are a little bit better. I think the Dolphins could be in some trouble in the AFC East. And then on top of that, we all know that they are very, very, very dependent on Tua's health. And Tua and that offense wasn't the same. Is Tyreek Hill going to bounce back and have a better year than he did last year and obviously got off to a bad start? So, you know, with the arrest and or the pullover and all that stuff the morning of the season opener. But getting Minkah Fitzpatrick and losing both Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith again, from a talent exchange perspective, lessens Miami. From a chemistry and from a culture perspective, it probably improves Miami. Because Jalen Ramsey is a pain in the ass. He's a selfish, me-first player, period. Okay? He always has been, always will be. Don't listen to anybody that won't tell you the truth on that. That is the truth. Okay? That being said, Miami loses two fairly good chips of talent. Now, here's the thing. They play the Commanders in mid-November in Madrid. I'm planning on going to that. So who knows what they're going to look like at that point? But Miami has subtracted talent from their team, not only in this trade, but if you think about it, right, they traded Christian Wilkins in free agency last year Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And AMAC, wasn't there a...
I think they lost Armstead.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Taron Armstead retired. You're right. I'm trying to think who else they lost, and I'm trying to pull it up here. There was somebody else that they lost that I'm trying to think of. I'll have to look at the list. They still have Chubb, but he's been banged up a lot. You know, they still have they drafted Kenny Grant from
Calais
Michigan.
Campbell.
They lost him last year. Chubb again. It can be a good player, but has been banged up a lot. They don't have a great secondary, right? So. Somebody named Storm Duck is their starting corner, according to Hourlands. Storm Duck. Have you ever heard of Storm Duck? I haven't. But either way, the point being is, by mid-November, right, they could be a dramatically different team in so many ways, right, because that's past the trade deadline. If they get off to a bad start, they could trade and dump off a lot of guys. Hell, they could fire Mike McDaniel. Right, which everybody thought a year ago that was heading in the Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan mode, and Mike McDaniel was about to become the next great head coach. Everybody thought that, or I should say a lot of people thought that. Let's put it that way. And so they could be very, very, very different by the time that the Commanders – and right now, again, I would say right now, they are clearly – behind the Bills. I think they're, quite honestly, probably behind the Patriots. I do. I don't think they're very good, Miami. Maybe I'm missing something, and their offense is going to be great again this year. Maybe. If they can keep everybody healthy, they've got a lot of speed, they've got a lot of weapons, but maybe. Now, here's the one thing, and like I said, all of this benefits the Washington Commanders, because it could very well be a, listen, there's no easy victories. Nobody's suggesting not, and they're still going to be able to score if Tua is their quarterback. They added Westbrook Akine, who had a nice run down the second half of the year when they needed somebody to catch the ball in Tennessee. They let him go, right? Miami scooped him up. So now they've got a little bit of a protection for Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. They're still going to score points if Tua can stay standing. Don't forget they had Devin Achane, right? But the bottom line is the Dolphins could be kind of messy by mid-November. I mean, they're already on paper questionable, shaky. But they could be a mess by mid-November. Here's the other thing. And this was reported, I think, by Schefter. I can't remember. But one of the big national guys. The Dolphins, now that they traded away Jonnu Smith as part of this deal, they have all these tight ends listed on their roster from Farrell Brown to Julian Hill to Tanner Connor to Jalen Conyers to Hayden Rucci, all of them suck. None of them are any good. I mean, Farrell Brown may be a little bit of something, a little bit of pulse. They don't have a lot. So they're looking for a veteran tight end, right? They're looking for a veteran tight end. Now, I don't think that veteran tight end is coming from the Washington Commanders, but could I rule it out? Could I rule it out and say, hey, you know what? In late August, if they look at their tight end situation and say, Zach Ertz has made it through camp, and he won't play in the preseason, but he's made it through camp, and John Bates has taken another step, and Ben Sinnott, which is the real kind of mystery meat, if you will, at this point, has taken a big step, and you have Colson Yankoff, maybe a guy like Cole Turner could be potential not only cut bait, but trade bait, right? Late in the preseason, something like that. I think that's a possibility. I don't think it would be Ertz or Sinnott or Bates. I guess it could be Sinnott if he has not made any progress and they are just out on him and looking to cut their losses going into year two, which I think that would be pretty aggressive, but I mean, I've seen aggressive things before, but it's possible that a guy like Cole Turner, who probably isn't going to make the roster if Sinnott, Bates, and Ertz are healthy, if a guy like Cole Turner might be of interest to a team like Miami, an athletic tight end who's looking for an opportunity, who would get one in Miami, who's got a quarterback that likes to get rid of the ball quickly because he can't hold up in the pocket, who's got plenty of support around him, again, presuming that they're healthy, and Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill. We mentioned Nick Westbrook, Akine. We mentioned Devin Achane. I could see that. I could see where, you know, instead of cutting Cole Turner, maybe they make a trade for a conditional pick or a 2028 fifth round pick or something like that somewhere down the line. I could see that potentially. So a couple of things on that. Obviously, the Steelers and the Commanders don't play this year in the regular season. So it doesn't really per se have the effect on Pittsburgh's acquisitions of going back with Aaron Rodgers, but specific to today, Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, so on and so forth, that doesn't really affect the Commanders. The only way they could match up with each other would be in the Super Bowl. How interesting would that be? Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers against Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders. It's Super Bowl 60. How interesting would that be?
Keep right, dreaming.
What's that, AMAC?
Keep dreaming.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know you have the Giants penciled in. Did you like the trade for either side or both or any reaction to the trade, AMAC?
I think initially I was kind of like, why would the Pittsburgh Steelers let Minka go? But as I like sat on it, I just thought more about like, you know, 2 years ago, I think Minka was coming off an injury, mm-hmm. didn't have really a spectacular season. He didn't look like his all-pro self last season. So I guess it makes sense. And you get a guy like Jalen Ramsey, who you pointed out isn't, I don't think anyone's calling him the top corner in the game, but he's still a solid corner who can go out there and make plays and get you 2 to 3 interceptions a year and hold his own on in man coverage and other things. He does get beat, but like that's part of the game as a cornerback. So I kind of understand it more. I'm just, you know, Minka's still the younger player and still has like a career in front of him, whereas Jalen may, you know, playing a cornerback position, you got to be very mobile and athletic. So I don't know how many years Jalen Ramsey has left, but we'll see how it turns out.
Well, remember, they have Joey Porter Jr. back there, too. So I mean, it's not like they're just depending on Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Against T. Higgins and against what's his name? Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
You know, so I like it from that perspective that they have now three guys that are capable of starting back there. And sure, you give up something at safety and Minka. But I think they have two veteran safeties. I think they're better on the back end today than they were going into free agency, I guess, or maybe at the end of last year. Now, what this has also done is, you know, I mentioned the Pelissero report that the Steelers are adamant that they're not going to trade T.J. Watt. I was just reading Schefter earlier today, you know, mentioned that multiple teams have been discussing whether they can trade for T.J. Watt, right? The way it's worded is multiple teams have been discussing. That probably means internally as opposed to externally, meaning with Pittsburgh. And Schefter also tags part of his report saying he's unhappy with his contractual situation, and sources believe outside team interest is likely to increase given today's trade. So the question becomes, did they strengthen themselves on the back end? Which I think is pretty apparent. Yes, they did, ultimately, and along with Jonnu Smith at tight end. And I think that's how you kind of have to look at it. But did they also grease the skids a little bit more for T.J. Watt's frustration, right? Like, T.J. Watt was already frustrated before they made this deal. Now they paid Jalen Ramsey 26.5 million dollars because they gave him a little bit of a sweetener as part of the trade.
Yeah.
So if you're T.J. Watt and you're like, wait a second, dog, I'm making $21 million a year. I'm a year away from free agency. I'm going to be 32 at that point? I want my money now. You had money to bring in Aaron Rodgers. You had money to bring in a 14th tight end. Another veteran corner. That's great. That'll help me out. But without my pass rush, without me being what I am, it doesn't, you could put Santa Claus back there at corner and it doesn't matter. So unless the Steelers already have basically in their mind, okay, we committed to Jalen Ramsey. We have, Joey Porter under contract for a little bit. At least one more year before he gets an extension. We have to make sure that we take care of T.J. Watt to the tune of $37 or $38 million per year. And that might be light. I'm not sure, based on whatever T.J. Watt wants, which could be more than Myles Garrett. They better take care of that, because then everything that they did, meaning Pittsburgh, signing Aaron Rodgers, bringing in Jonnu Smith, trading for and signing DK Metcalf, retooling everything else, letting go of some guys, including Minka Fitzpatrick. Everything that they did is for naught if you don't have T.J. Watt at the start of camp, at the start of the season, or if you get frustrated and trade him or don't want to pay him and you have already decided that. Everything is for naught. T.J. Watt is what makes that defense go, even with Jalen Ramsey. He is what makes that defense go, period. It starts there. So if they've already made the decision, hey, we're not losing T.J. Watt, we're going to pay him $39 million a year, we're just waiting for him to lower his price a little bit from 41 or 42, okay, fine. But if they are thinking, you know what, T.J. Watt's worth, yeah, he's a great player, but he's only worth $30 million a year. Doesn't work that way. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Coming up next, I want to spend a couple of minutes before we get back into the stuff that we have to talk about on something that we don't have to talk about that was of interest to me. Wimbledon started today, but that's not what we're necessarily going to talk about. It is the menu choice. The menu choice of young AMAC that I want to get into on the other side. We'll tell you what we mean by that coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, good to have you with us right here on a just pathetic, hot, sticky, sweaty Monday in the nation's capital and perhaps beyond, probably beyond, wherever you might be listening, at the end of June as we turn the page and the corner to July. And hopefully that means good things for the Nats, who were absolutely awful in June but did win yesterday. We'll get back into them a little bit later on. Spent the last half an hour or so on the big monster trade in the NFL. I'm going to get to something on Terry McLaurin here in just a couple of minutes. But before the trending alert at the bottom of the hour, today is day one of Wimbledon. How do I know this? Well, it was on my TV. Instead of screaming A. Smith and, you know, the countless NBA draft analysts that are on the ESPN payroll that are going to discuss, you know, what color is their favorite and why that means LeBron James is going to have French fries for lunch and so on and so forth. We got treated to day one at the All England Club. Yes, that means good tennis. That means the most prestigious tennis tournament in the world. That means, again, no screaming A. Smith for a couple of weeks. That's awesome. What a treat. But also, if you don't know, if you've never been to Wimbledon, if you've never paid attention, like strawberries and cream are like their big food item at the All England Club. You'll see it on the TV coverage, especially when it's breakfast at Wimbledon.
Hold on. Rooster, you said if you've never been to Wimbledon. Have you been to Wimbledon?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. No. I was just going to say, like, I mean, you're already living a life better than most of us.
But I would love to go check it out. I have not. I was at the U.S. Open. You've worked at the U.S. Open, mm-hmm. But I have not been to Wimbledon. But here's where I was getting that. Strawberries and cream, like you will see it on the television broadcast. Like they will, you know, show you in the concourse, right? Just like they do in a lot of places. Oh, the sights and the sounds and whatever. And you'll see all these Englandites going up to the concession stand. And instead of getting a hot dog, they're getting strawberries and whipped cream. Whatever. Okay. I'm sure it's lovely. It's great. I like strawberries sometimes. I love whipped cream. Awesome. Great. But one thing that I didn't necessarily directly associate Wimbledon with, for whatever reason, and maybe I'm just sleeping on it, is fish and chips. Now, London and England is well known for fish and chips, but I don't necessarily and directly associate fish and chips with Wimbledon, even though I'm sure that's part of the fare at the All England Club, right? So my guy, AMAC, says to me, he's like, oh, today's day one of Wimbledon. You know what I'm having for dinner? He's like, And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You're going to have a hamburger? You're going to have one of those bougie salads that he gets every day? And your answer was what, AMAC?
Fish and chips.
So you are going to cook up fish and chips tonight.
Oh, I'm not going to cook it up, but I'm going to definitely go somewhere, stop by, get a pint, and chill out and watch some Wimbledon, mate.
So you're not cooking it. You're just going to go eat it at a local eatery.
Yeah. Well, get it, take it home, eat it there.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you get the pint home?
Well, by pint, I just mean probably like a can of beer. Maybe get a six pack of Stella's. You know, that's what they call beers overseas. They call
it a pint. I know that. But I thought, being that you were going to a place, that you were going to like have a little spread, and you were going to watch Wimbledon kick back, what have you, and have a pint of whatever.
Did I oversell it a bit?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
So you're specifically going to go out for dinner tonight to get fish and chips and a pint and take it all home where it's going to be soggy and not as hot, not as fresh than eating it at the restaurant, correct?
See, this is what you got to do. You got to take it home, immediately put the oven to like 200, 250. Ooh. Get a
and
nice
re-crisp
quick.
Re-crisp it back up again?
Yeah, get a Atta nice boy. Quick workout in. Then. Yeah, just pull it back out and chill out and eat some fish and chips.
Now, you are a big tennis guy, right? Because you worked at the U.S. Open for ESPN. That's correct, right? But you're a big tennis fan overall.
Yeah, I would say I'm a decent tennis fan. I'm probably much more of a tennis fan than most people in America, but I'm not like deep diving into the number 30th ranked person in the world.
Is this a tradition that you do when Wimbledon starts every year, or is this a new thing and you're creating new memories?
This is a new thing.
Okay.
New thing, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. But so you needed you didn't want to cook tonight, and you needed something, some sort of an excuse to go out and spend money.
I don't cook most nights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's probably something I should try to do a little bit more.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, what do you do at night? I mean, because I know, again, you have like a very expensive bougie salad every day.
Sweet green salad, everybody listening. Sweet green salad is a really expensive bougie.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yeah. What do you spend on it?
Probably about like anywhere between $13 to $17.
That's expensive for a salad. I bring in my own salad. It cost me $4.
I mean, Rooster, when you're talking about lunch in D.C., I feel like $13 to $17 is on the lower side of lunch.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, so
but,
I mean,
you know, what do you go into your backyard and grab $500 bills off the Dollar Tree? I mean, is that what happens here, Mac?
No. I wish.
I mean,
I think, you know, it's just like, my proximity to you that allows me a certain grace.
When you are making all of the money that you're making, so that you can take a 3-day weekend every weekend, when you are making all of that money, you're supposed to put some of it away, not spend it on every meal out. I mean, again, you have a bougie salad 5 days a week. Then I'm sure you go out to eat on the weekend, right? Great. Okay,
No.
Fine.
See, during the weekend, I have more time to myself, so therefore I'm cooking.
Oh, I see.
And if I'm staying with my
girlfriend during the week,
during the week, if I'm staying with my girlfriend, then we may like meal prep or something like that. But yeah, if I'm at home, then 9 times out of 10, we're going out for dinner and maybe lunch. But breakfast, you know, I'm bringing in fruit. You know, maybe have a little Kind bar, protein bar. But yeah.
Yeah. Are you a tartar sauce guy?
You know what? As of late, I am. I used to just be like, just give me the ketchup. That's all I really need. But as you know, that fish with tartar sauce, that's a combination like no other.
It hits good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hits good.
Yeah, especially if you get a quality tartar sauce. I think that's a big part of it because, you know, a lot of tartar sauces are lame.
Yeah.
You know, not up to par, if I may say so myself. But you get a nice, good tartar sauce with a good consistency of cream and relish, then you're in business.
You know, you've got me like I have so many leftovers from the weekend because of all the cooking that I did, which I got to tell that story in a sec at some point. You've got me thinking, you know what? I got to go to the local fish restaurant, here in the area, which is 5 minutes from my house, and get some fish and chips. Maybe I'll do that like later on this week. I won't do it tonight because I've got the leftover component. I'm a big leftover guy because, you know, you do all the cooking. Somebody's got to eat it, man, instead of throwing it away. And I gave away a bunch of it. But my goodness, now you've got me thinking about fish and chips, and I was not thinking about fish and chips. All right. So AMAC is going to eat like a Brit tonight. He's going to eat like a Londoner. He's going to eat like he's at Wimbledon at the fortnight of the All England Club.
Terrible accent, tonight. By the way.
That's okay.
But
it's
cheers,
okay.
mate.
That's okay. Oh, and like that's a good accent? Cheers, mate. Okay.
It's a perfect one.
Whatever. Whatever. Time for a trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yeah, it is, again, day one at Wimbledon at the All England Club. And American Mr. Fritz is down 2-1 in the first set as the 5 seed. Finals from earlier today, Francis Tiafoe, 6-3, 6-4, 6-2 in straight sets. He wins. Daniil Medvedev was upset 7-6. 6-3, 7-6, 6-2, to Mr. Bonzi. Don't have a first name on him. Sorry about that. All the other matches, pretty much going on right now and throughout the day with the coverage, of course, over on ESPN and their family of networks. Meanwhile, we told you about the big NFL trade, and that was the Miami Dolphins and the Pittsburgh Steelers getting together. Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith going from Miami to Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, Minka Fitzpatrick goes back to Miami from Pittsburgh. He started his career with the Dolphins in exchange of late-round picks in 2027, certainly a part of that. And as we were talking about a little while ago, teams, according to Adam Schefter, mulling interest and perhaps increasing their calls and interest to the Steelers on behalf of looking for a trade with T.J. Watt, who, of course, missed their minicamp and is in a contract dispute with the Steelers after signing a 4-year, $112 million deal just a couple of years ago. And from the WNBA, while Caitlin Clark will serve as an all-star captain, the Las Vegas Aces, who the Mystics beat last week, have acquired Nelissa Smith from the Dallas Wings for a 2027 first round draft pick. And that's what's trending.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 20 in front of three right here on a Monday afternoon, last day of June. We'll get back to the Nationals with the jersey patch thing in a little while, but I wanted to spend a couple of moments on Terry McLaurin. I saw some pictures, saw some video of Terry at the Dulles Expo. They have a big memorabilia show a couple of times a year, and I saw some pictures and video that my guy George Carney put up on his Twitter. I don't know who took it. I don't know if it was George that actually took it, but I just saw it where he put it up. So I want to make sure that I make mention of that. And Terry, as usual, seemed very pleasant. Just one of the nicest human beings you're ever going to meet. Was talking to a fan, a young fan who did something for him. It was like some sort of book or some sort of picture or something. I forget exactly what the deal was. But it was noticeable, at least to me, that he was not wearing anything Commanders related. He was taking pictures and talking to fans and whatnot, Commanders fans. But he was not, at least that I could see, wearing anything Commanders gear related. Not that he has to, but it just stood out to me. I talked to somebody who was there, somebody that I know well, and he noticed the same thing. Again, there's no rules, but he added that a lot of the athletes, a lot of the celebrity types, if you will, that are at this event are wearing like team gear or some sort of jersey or some sort of identifier. But Terry, not that you have to, but Terry was not. Terry was not. And then I heard, and I don't remember if this was somebody else or if this was George as well, and I apologize, that Terry had mentioned to somebody, and maybe I heard it on Sheehan's show this morning, I can't remember, all of this stuff kind of rolls together, that, you know, things were still pretty much at a standstill between him and the team. And I was reminded in my own warped brain that it's June 30th. And 3 years ago at this time, Terry McLaurin got himself a new contract extension. And everybody thought, and we've talked about this, that, oh, it's going to be easy. Oh, it's going to be easy. Oh, it's Terry. They're going to take care of him. They're going to give him whatever he wants. And that's not the way contract negotiations work. Sometimes you're fortunate to have an easy negotiation where both sides come together and you get it done and you get it done quickly. Like nobody thought after all of the trade demands, trade requests, interviews and whatnot, all of the headlines, Myles Garrett wants out of Cleveland, Myles Garrett wants to play for a contender, Myles Garrett this, Myles Garrett that. And all of a sudden, Myles Garrett supposedly has a change of mind, a change of heart, and signs an enormous, massive contract, and nobody knew about it until the moment it happened. So sometimes you can get a deal done without it leaking. Sometimes you can get a deal done relatively quickly, if not quickly, if the team and the sides somehow are right in the neighborhood with each other in terms of the value, and, you know, you get maybe an impatient player who says, I can't afford to argue about $39 million versus $40 million. And maybe that's what happened with Myles Garrett. I don't know. But it came together, nobody knew it was happening, and boom, turned a bad situation into a good situation, or at least for right now. Most negotiations are and tend to be a little bit on the ugly side. And that is normal. That's part of how things work, right? And that's okay. I'm not concerned right now on June 30th that Terry McLaurin and the Commanders are apparently, and I'll say apparently because I don't know, apparently not close to a deal. Again, I think a deal could get done tomorrow or the next day if they wanted to, but with it being kind of vacation season, I have no idea if Adam Peters is on vacation right now or not. I mean, he's got young kids, young family. I sure as hell hope he is. He deserves it. Everyone deserves it. Everyone needs that time to recharge and to get away. It makes you better. I've come around to realizing how important days off and vacation time away is for the mental and emotional grind as I've gotten older. And I'm going to be taking some vacation. Absolutely. I can't do this as the way I used to do this. I can't because I already work 7 days a week nonstop during the football season. And there isn't much downtime in the off season or whatever the off season is. Okay. So, I'm going to be taking some time and I hope Adam Peters is taking some time and I hope Brandon Sousa or whatever the hell his name is, the salary cap executive, is taking some time. And I hope everybody is taking some time. I really do. I genuinely do. And Terry should be enjoying his first summer as a married man. He's made more than enough money already for a lifetime and a generation that he could take any vacation that he wants. I mean, I saw him at Ohio State last week. He was obviously in the area yesterday. But the bottom line is right now, it doesn't look like either side is close to a deal. And there were some, again, just indications that Terry supposedly is still, a little bit miffed, if you will, a little bit bothered by the lack of love in his eyes from the organization. And that's fair. And I'm sure the organization is like, yeah, Terry, but here's the deal. We have to, do this and do that and do this and do that in order to pay everybody. I'm not losing a lot of sleep over this, and I really don't think you should either. I think the last deal was done 3 years ago, right on June 28th or June 29th or whatever it is. Again, right at this time. Just because a deal hasn't happened and it doesn't appear close and there's no report that says, oh, the two sides have bridged some sort of gap or whatever, I don't think you should worry that much. Here's when I would worry. I would worry on the eve of training camp. I would worry on the eve of training camp that Terry McLaurin is so dug in on his value and his worth that he's not going to show up for training camp. And I don't know if Terry would do that. I would say I doubt it, but I could not say definitively there's no chance that he wouldn't. But that's the first time I would worry. Now, on June 30th, not for me, dog. I'm not going to worry right now. Just because 3 years ago they got a deal done, on this day or a day earlier or whatever the hell it was. I've told you all along, I think this is going to be a much more complicated negotiation than people thought it was going to be. And I'm right. Terry is 3 years older, and Terry is three times, four times, five times, whatever it is, better. And coming off with more leverage than he had 3 years ago. This is not going to be an easy negotiation. But as long as they're making progress, and as long as Terry feels valued, I think he'll be there for the start of training camp. If he feels disrespected, he won't be. And I won't be surprised by that. Neither should you. All right. That puts that at least to kind of bed for today. We'll see where we go from here. Coming back, I wanted to discuss something that kind of emerged over the weekend. I didn't know what was going on. It has something to do with college football, and it's obviously a messy situation, but I wanted to get into it a little bit and discuss that. We'll get back to the Nats with the jersey patch thing in the 3 o'clock hour, and we'll bounce around NBA and NHL. The Wizards making another interesting move over the weekend. The Caps with an interesting weekend as well. We'll do all that in the 3 o'clock hour on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, just a couple minutes in front of 3 o'clock. We'll end out hour number two this way. So I started paying attention to this story, I guess it was Saturday maybe, and I saw this cross the wire, and I started reading, and I was like, you know, I've heard the name. I don't really know a lot about BYU. I don't follow them. I mean, I watch them occasionally, very occasionally. Not a fan or anything like that. But there was this civil lawsuit against the BYU planned starting quarterback, Jake Retzlaff. And the civil lawsuit was of rape, right? And today we found out through multiple reports that civil lawsuit of rape has been dismissed, according to court records. So the woman that accused Jake Retzlaff of rape, again, civil, not criminal, the lawyers got together and they agreed to dismiss with prejudice. So none of the parties were, I guess, commenting afterwards. But basically, what it is left behind is this. Retzlaff, who, again, was supposed to be the starting quarterback for BYU, is or was facing a possible 7-game suspension for violating the school's honor code by admitting to premarital sex during the legal proceedings, according to ESPN. He has begun informing staff and teammates of his intention to transfer from BYU, according to sources and teammates and whatnot. He's been working out with the team, participating in summer workouts and practices, but now they're on a break until July 7th, right? So the staff, obviously knowing of this, were kind of planning a different option and maybe a suspension and whatnot. And everybody kind of knows the rules at BYU are a little bit weird. So the story goes like this. The woman who, again, the case was dismissed, I guess, today, alleged that Retzlaff raped her, strangled, and bit her in November of 2023. So in the lawsuit that was filed on Friday, the lawyer representing the quarterback, Retzlaff, denied the allegations, not surprising, and said that his client did have consensual sex with the woman. So apparently there was these lighthearted text messages for months after the encounter. And the lawsuit apparently was an extortion attempt based on the fact that Retzlaff might develop into an NFL prospect. So according to the lawsuit, it was described a different way, not as a rape, bite, assault type situation. Apparently, the woman and the quarterback connected through social media, which is how a lot of kids do it nowadays, right? And then she came over to the quarterback, Retzlaff's apartment to play video games in late November of 2023. She arrived with a friend, good idea, and friends and teammates of the quarterback were there. So later on this evening, or that evening, the woman's friend left. Bad idea to stay behind. Apparently, the quarterback and her started watching a movie and began to kiss, whatever. You know, these things happen. Apparently, the quarterback escalated the situation. She tried to de-escalate it, slow things down, trying to pull away. According to the lawsuit, she did not want to do anything sexual with him. She said, no, wait, stop. He continued to force himself on her. She tried to get up out of the bed. Again, there was graphic detail. And apparently the quarterback put his hands around her neck and then proceeded to rape her. She visited the hospital a few days later. Rape kit was performed. Pictures of her injuries were taken, and so on and so forth. Now, no criminal charges were filed against the quarterback, right? And obviously, again, there's a different code. Like, imagine this, right? Like, look, nobody needs to be prude or anything like that. People can do whatever they want. But the notion that you get punished as some sort of violation, honor code, suspension-worthy type thing at BYU because you got it on before you got married in 2025 is just utterly absurd. I don't care what kind of religion we're talking about. I'm sorry. It's just utterly absurd. It's not realistic. It's not really the way society works. I mean, you're living in a different world. You're living in a completely different world than 99% of society. And maybe that's okay for somebody else and for many others, but it's not normal. It's not the norm, right? So to me, I don't know exactly what happened here, but it's pretty clear that if the lawsuit was dismissed just a couple of days after it was filed, that either there was some sort of settlement of some sort, or it really was just an attempt to kind of pull one over. And ultimately, this kid's going to leave, right? I assume he avoids a 7-game suspension because it's not like he was suspended by any governing body. He was being suspended by BYU for having premarital sex, for God's sakes. I mean, you know, he's already a graduate of the school, so it's not like I don't think they can take that away from him. But now he's going to go play for somebody else. Over premarital sex, apparently, and a rape accusation, but a rape accusation that got dismissed 2 days later. So I don't know what that all means. Just a weird story. I mean, obviously, if something bad happened, certainly do not want that in any way, shape, or form to be the case. But I mean, that's the way the story reads. And because none of us were there, that's kind of how we have to process it. All right, end of hour number two. Still a final hour to go right here on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. We'll get into the Nats jersey patch, the weekend that was in the NBA and NHL, and something cool, really cool that I got to do that longtime fans of this show might remember and might be appreciative and happy of. Next hour on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.